Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Free.
And we are back with another honestly great episode. I'm loving the season, Jared. I know you were talking right before we started recording this that you're liking the season too.
Love it. Such a fan. There's so much. It's just easy breezy drama. I mean, everything that you would want. The reason this show was created is the reason people hate it and the reason this season's been so good. Just, you know, women fighting over a dude that's really not that, you know, that's fine. And and it feels like it's about more than the dude. It feels like it's a personal thing. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but like just seeing how the arguments got started, it was like, it has so much more to do. Even Mara, like Mara at one point, she's like, this is like high school. I'm brought back. I don't know why I care so much about the woman and not the guy I'm trying to date. And it's like, it's all relatable. It's all being self-conscious. And I have, you know, it's all confidence stuff. And it's just amazing. Chris, what do you think of this season?
Oh, I think the season's amazing. I'm loving every minute of it, to be honest. I think it's exactly what we're looking for. Just a dumb man who doesn't know anything that's going on and just really goes with the flow, doesn't know any of the rules.
He likes everybody.
Everyone.
He has no... Remember when he... what was her name? Sally, the girl who wanted to leave and he was like begging her to stay without knowing her.
Just still outrageous.
That's his judgment. I think he just sees a pretty girl and is like, that's all he sees.
He doesn't even
girl,
know
pretty me one.
Exactly. Like he keeps saying like we have a connect. Like he said to Sally, the woman who wanted to leave, I feel a connection. I don't think he knows what a connection is other than
it feels like
just
getting
like
hard.
Kay, you're getting hard. Kay, like the caveman-ish type of hot woman. I like.
Literally. Well, let's do the synopsis first because we're going to get dangerous.
Yeah. Okay. So first, Hillary Duff decides Cassidy is not what dreams are made of.
Then Cassidy hands her villain sash off to her best friend, Shanae.
And finally, Shanae hands it right back.
What did you guys title this episode?
I said, this is what dreams are made of. Obvious, but...
That's a great one. I mean, I wrote... Villains shall rise just because, you know, episode one, you get a taste of who's here, and then episode two, right away, they are in all the cliches, every line, everything you've heard before. You know, Cassidy went through the script of villain lines in like the first 5 minutes.
It was like textbook.
It was perfect.
I mean, Cassidy and Shanae chatting, it was like, I tweeted the two snakes from Little Mermaid that are like floating around, what's her name? It won't cost much, just your voice. As she's... I mean, I caught it. Kay, what's your name?
I did All Dates Have Drama, ADHD. I can't
tens
believe
across the board
the amount of times I heard but ADHD this
also like the
episode.
The girl said, what was the name of the girl that Cassidy was? Elizabeth. And she was like, Elizabeth mentioned she had ADHD, obviously as an excuse for what she was thought she was doing, but she didn't like bring it up a lot. And then Cassidy was like, do you guys know she has ADHD? God, if I hear it one more time, ADHD. She says she has ADHD.
It was Shanae that kept bringing it up.
Yeah,
Shanae, not Cassidy. Like, I know they're they are interchangeable.
They look exactly, those women would be auditioning for the same role and would be enemies if they were like actors because they're exactly the same.
Shanae and Cassidy look like they came straight out. What was the MTV show that was taped in like Pensacola?
Oh, Florabama Shore. Oh,
they are right out of Florabama Shore. I mean, it is.
I'm weak.
I mean, they are. I mean, Cassidy coaching Shanae up on how to get to win the group date, and then is just like, I loved every second of that. Her like, no, you got to get aggressive. You got to get in front of it. It's like she was Mr. Miyagi to Daniel's son. It was just so amazing.
Well, Cassidy gets her confidence on the first group date. We get to a mansion in Beverly Hills with a ton of kids. Hillary Duff is there. I feel like Hillary Duff
was bizarre.
Well, Hillary Duff, that new show is coming, so
right.
I wasn't surprised.
Actually, you're right, because at first when I saw her, I go, is this where we're at? Hillary Duff needs to go on The Bachelor to like stay relevant. But
well, Hillary Duff felt like the same vibe. She was like, is this where we're at? I have to come on The Bachelor and talk about fucking my Hulu show. Like, just put it out an advertisement.
I think she's like, I actually thought it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, I was thinking of like, whenever someone like that comes on the show, I'm like, they must be a fan of the show and just want to see it.
Yeah.
Like, they just want to be there to see what's going on. And it was so funny to see Cassidy sees the children and she's like, get these kids out of my fucking face.
Out of here.
And then Hillary Duff shows up. She's like, oh my God. And she treated it. Cassidy saw Hillary Duff and it was like, she was like, I get to meet Hillary Duff. Like, Cassidy, do you think this is a networking meeting? Like, did she think something was going to come out of her meeting Hillary?
I mean, the first thing she said was, Hillary, you were my first concert I ever went to. I'm like, Hillary Duff was your first concert.
Also, like, Hillary Duff didn't like her. Imagine no.
Hillary like, Duff talking shit about you.
If Hillary Duff was like, he obviously doesn't care about making friends, I would kill myself. What? Like, absolutely insane.
It was such a misunderstanding of like what Hillary would enjoy about someone on the show. Like, she was like, it basically, Cassidy is the type, and you could see it in that moment where she's like, oh, I'm gonna show her how cool I am by being the one that tells all the other women that they, you know, that they're there, you know, like that, like kind of like puts aside the kid date and doesn't do the party. Like, she'll like me for this reason. And Hillary was like, mm-hmm. No, why would I like you for being mean to other women? Like, no.
Her face, and like, while Cassidy was talking to her, was just, like, melting into, like, oh, my God. Like,
well,
that sucks.
Because she was probably like, I don't want to fucking make forced conversation with some random girl who I don't know, who is obsessed with me. And then it's like, telling the kids she hates them to their face.
Well, yeah.
And then...
What was it like on Cadet Kelly? And she's got to be like, I know. Fuck,
Hillary,
I got to talk to this
person. Tell us
about
the drama. Tell us about the drama between you and Christy Carlson Romano on the set of Cadet Kelly.
Like Hillary Duff's like, I'm a mom with three kids. I don't want to talk about my experience on Lizzie McGuire. Like,
yeah.
No, not at all.
And then Cassidy purposely drops the cake that Genevieve spent an hour
that
making.
That was what, I mean, the drama of that. First of all, I remember, like, at my apartment last night, when the cake was dropped, the sheer like sound of everybody going like, oh, the second the cake was dropped, like, I felt that.
It the cake thing, like, as far as like villain 101, to not take part in any of the preparation of this birthday party date, to then go to the pool and rub your thigh against this guy's groin and make out with him. And then go, oh, it's the cake, and grab a cake you didn't make and start singing happy birthday to the kids you haven't made eye contact with. It's like, Cassidy, you're perfection. You're basically doing Meredith Blake cosplay.
And then he gives her the rose. He's stupid is what it is. At the end of the day, I'm like, this man doesn't see beyond the person that's right in his face.
It was so funny. One of the women, I can't remember who, but she was like, if she thinks that strategy is going to work, it's like, yeah, it's going to work. Yeah. This dude, have you spoken to Clayton?
He
knows like three words, and one of them is dry hump, and that's it.
Like, if I was Genevieve, I would have been like, I'm done. I'm leaving.
Genevieve was over it. Her face the whole time was just like, I hate this. I hate this place. I hate her.
This is like day three.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? Jill, the one that's the architectural historian who started crying and was like, I left my cats to be here and I'm not even going on dates yet. What the fuck? I left my mom and dad and my cat. And I was like, girl, it's been a long weekend.
Yeah, it's...
Oh.
I mean, it's got to be just... I mean, Genevieve seems very innocent and very nice, but it's got to be disappointing if you're like, hey, I'm playing the game as it's been told to me, and then someone just goes outside the game. They're like, fuck the game. I am the game. And like, and you're
the game.
You're sitting there baking a fucking cake in the heat. You're in the kitchen while she's outside just like having a vodka soda. Like, it's got to be annoying.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then when Cassidy was like fighting with the kids and she was like, yeah, I don't really like you guys. And they're like, you don't like us? And she's like, well, I mean, I got her on that point. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to I don't know how to act around kids. I'm not like a
well. That's
cool.
The thing. She's
whatever.
Right. She's not wrong.
Yeah.
She's just like you can be annoying and an asshole while also being right. Like she's not there to put it. She was like when they called her out later that night at the date, and they're like, "Hey, you didn't really like participate in the date." And she's like, "I didn't come on this show to hang up streamers." She is right.
Yeah, no.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, but that is why you came on the show, though, also. like none of these hoes came on the show to hang up streamers, but, like, it's the name of the game. I can't stand her. And then also, when she says, I'm going to really temper this down, I'm not the one. Anytime anyone says I'm not the one, I'm like, you are the one. Anyone that's not the one does not say they're not the one. Do you know what I mean?
That was like, what was that argument? Like someone like came at her and she was like, I'm not the one to like mess with. Is that what?
No, like, yeah, that's what that implication is. But like Kira's like, it was really not. And she's like, let me just temper this down for you, doctor. I'm not the one. Okay. I'm blonde and I'm beautiful and I am not the one. And then she says she has the same fucking policy as COVID. Narrowing the crowd down is going to take a bit. She's like,
oh my God.
She's like, narrowing the crowd down is going to take a bit. And then like pops a cherry in her mouth and walks off frame. I'm like,
oh my God.
She has
what
all
is happening?
The lines. It's on, bitches. She has line. It is, I mean, we're going to get to at the end, like kind of what happened, how it plays out, but it is almost like, I'm not a Cassidy fan, but it is almost comforting to watch someone just go full evil.
Well, so Cassidy is the girl that I knew.
I thought it was Shanae. How ironic.
Oh, huh?
I thought it was Shanae.
No, so Cassidy is the girl that I knew before the show before the show started, and I met her through like a guy friend of ours, and we hung out at the beach one day, and then we went and got drinks at a bar because she lives right over my neighborhood, like a few blocks away. And then I found out that she was going on the show. She was like, "Oh my God, I couldn't tell you," blah blah blah. And then she came over to watch the show one night, and. Like during
Kay and this woman are best friends. You've hung out like 13 times.
13 times. No, like I've hung out with her three times. And she, when we were watching Michelle's season, she was very much leaning in. She didn't like give any details away, but she was very much leaning into like, yeah, I'm going to be the villain, blah, blah, blah. And like really kind of loved it. And then I was like, me and my roommates were like, maybe she shouldn't come over anymore because we were scared she was going to do something crazy.
Keep her away from perfect Chelsea. I don't want her to sully her good spirit.
No, we're like, we can't have perfect this stuff.
Well, I think, you know, I guess there's like different ways to play it. You are the villain. You play it up and you like own it. And like, I guess that's kind of the only option she has because she knows she's not getting a bad edit. She's getting the edit that she came on the show to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not at all.
That's true. If I say that I can't stand someone on the show, hands down, Kay will invite them to her house a week later.
I'll tell you about the whole house thing later because it was chaotic.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Let's go to our one-on-one with Susie, which I love Cassidy and Shanae sitting around being like, Susie, she's not going to make it. People like her don't make it far. And I'm like, people like her run this fucking world of Bachelor Nation. Like, she looks exactly like Hannah Brown,
she's
arguably
a Hannah Brown
one of the most
prototype.
Yeah.
She also
one of the most popular people from the show.
Yes, she also does a move that is like very beloved by audience and men alike, where she's in awe of everything. Like, you know, like I think a lot of women want to put themselves in the shoes of the women. And they're like, oh my God, it's the biggest day of my life. It's like center of the rom-com, center of the Hallmark movie. And like a lot of guys kind of get off, like you could see Colton getting off to like, she likes, they get in the helicopter. Oh my God. They get in a hot tub. Oh, this is the best day of my life. Like to say this is the best day of my life when you're on a show where you're like, you know, like on a helicopter, on a date that you'll never get again because it's put together by the producers, not Clayton, I mean. Like, she's just in awe all the time.
Think about the other cast members from, like, past, like, the most recent past seasons and the dates that they were going on, you know, playing, like, volleyball in, like, in the middle of, like, Palm Springs, and you have Susie taking a helicopter to a yacht. Like,
I mean, how much money were they saving in COVID?
I mean, like, that's wild.
Like, Zach was wearing a cardboard taxi cab and gave her a couple of blueberry bagels and won Tayshia's season. So like
and he probably had to make the bagels himself and make the fucking car. Yeah.
I feel like they spend more on Bachelor than they do Bachelorette because even the COVID season of Matt James was way better than the Bachelorette COVID seasons.
It's
even the like location.
There's no question. There's no question because I this obviously gets more viewers. I mean like to see a helicopter land on a yacht, you're like, okay.
Like, yeah,
I was like, wow, a helicopter. And then all of a sudden it pans out and you see this fucking mega yacht. And I was like, you're kidding.
And then to get a worldwide superstar, Amanda, I want to say Jordan.
She could have been Jordan and Amanda, Amanda Jordan. They could have flip flopped the name. And I like she looked like she was a woman that was on the show.
She looked like, remember the twins that were on? She looked like one of the twins.
You're right. I mean, and then Clayton gives Susie the rose. I'm a fan of Susie. I like her. I mean, again, the I'm in awe of everything. I hope he likes my se-. When she said, I hope he likes my sense of humor, I'm a little weird. I was like, everyone's going to love her. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
She's the star. It's, you know, everyone loves her hair. I can tell. Like, it's going to be a thing.
Oh, she's going to either make it to the end or she'll be like the next Bachelorette. Susie has quite the future in this realm. But nothing else really happens on the group, on the one-on-one.
No, because they have nothing to drama, talk about.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Then the second group date was...
So I didn't know that they... So they call out the names for the second group date. Why wouldn't they let everyone on dates? It has...
I
it
don't
makes
understand
no sense
that.
Just to fuck with them? Is that really the goal?
That's what I it feels so. Like. It's like, what? Why wouldn't they... Yeah, why... If you didn't get picked for the first group date and you didn't get the one-on-one, at least put them on the second group date.
Right. And wouldn't one extra person on each of the dates make sense? Like, in what world could one extra person not be on the birthday party date and one extra person not be on the whatever the fuck the next date was, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
It's definitely just to fuck with them. They do this every season. Because then, especially if they don't have the cocktail party, and then they like lose their minds. But they do. It's Z Way. They play Never Have I Ever, which was like,
it was fine. I mean, it is interesting. No, you know, Z Way had like Clayton is the type of person Z Way would have on her Instagram live to like
roast.
To roast. So it's so funny that she can't. Go after Clayton. You could. I feel like she want. Like if anyone in that room, she was going to go
so
after
bad.
Is Clayton, right?
Oh well. Also, when Shanae was nay-naying,
oh my
I was
God.
Like, in any other world, Z-Way would have fucking destroyed her. And here she was like, "Go, Shanae, go!" And I'm like, "This is like that is like Z-Way's bread and butter, is,
right?"
Is,
That's what I was thinking. Like, you could see on Z-Way's face when she was like encouraging her to nay-nay. You're like, this is, she just wants
oh, when she's
to
like,
see
do
this.
It, do it.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's, no,
when
I mean.
When she started that, I was like, the second she said, well, can you nay-nay? I go, please don't nay-nay. Please don't nay-nay. I was like, don't
It was
nay-nay.
Such a cringe. But I was like, yeah, like I have done Z-Ways before she was famous, got famous during COVID, which is remarkable.
Well, Chris, explain what her Instagram live is for people, because I think you have to explain it.
Now she has a show, so she doesn't do it anymore, but her Instagram live would be white people, and she tries to basically trap them into saying racist stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like...
and it would work, like, and it was incredible.
And it works, and it's like lighthearted, and it's you know, she's very good at what she does, but like, she'll be like, do you have any black friends? And there's no good answer to anything she says. So I literally did the show, and she's like, do you have any black friends? I'm like, of course I do. She's like, what are their names? And then like... if you don't name any names, she's like, so you don't actually have them. If you name names, she's like, do your black friends know you're literally listing
them
out right now? Like, there's no... And then she did... Who was that girl who... remember that whole story? Oh my God, I know her name like my own. But it was the person that really like made her blow up. And then she interviewed Alyssa Milano doing this. And was whatever. And now she has this show. But that's why I was like... She's gonna wreck Shanae, but I guess not.
I mean, who did she have on that was the, it was like not Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but someone else that's like a famous.
Andrew Yang, when he said that was on her show, I think, when he said that his favorite subway stop was Times Square.
Yeah, she's had so many people on. Oh, didn't she have Gloria Steinem on? And then everyone was like, basically like, there was like a whole internet thing where they're like, Gloria Steinem's racist. And you're like, oh my God. Like, it was like something like that. Like,
I think Gloria, she had Caroline Calloway was the one I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the big one. But now she has a show on Showtime. I think that's what Gloria Steinem was on.
But it's so funny because the show's funny and then like, it's exactly what you're saying. And then you just look at Clayton and you're like, I kept imagining Clayton on that show. And I'm like, oh, this guy would be... a mess.
Such a mess. Almost as big of a mess as this obstacle course, which somehow the Olympian does not win.
Yeah, I was like, when I found out she was an Olympian, I was like, oh, fierce. And then I was like, yeah. Oh, just kidding. What? I need to see credentials.
She came in second, but still. I mean,
where's the proof?
I mean, they don't exactly have like climb over the, you know, the DMs in the Olympics or whatever the events were. It was like sliding into the DMs. And I mean, there's a point in the race where Shanae literally pushes over Elizabeth, which kind of foreshadows what's going to happen later. I mean, the push was like an actual push.
Yeah. She like shoved her.
Shoved her.
And then she said, like, of course I shoved her. I want to win.
It's like, it's giving very much, what was his, the guy from the Jinx who just passed away.
Robert Durst.
Yeah, right, giving Robert Durst, of course I killed her. Yeah. spoiler alert, but.
well, leading into this, basically Shanae is like, gets this pep talk from Cassidy, and Shanae's like giving all the crib notes on how to like win a group date. And then Elizabeth basically like, is one step ahead of her at every turn. Like, she sits next to Clayton during the, mm-hmm. you know, would you rather. Then, you know, and you could see what was so interesting was watching Shanae try to build a case for why Elizabeth was a bad person and not mm-hmm. just that Elizabeth was beating her at her own game, which is, like, to me, the most interesting part of this show is, like, it can't be just that this person's making a connection. It has to be Elizabeth is a bad person at her core. And you're like,
at her core.
Are you like, and it's in these moments where, cause you guys probably have the same thing as me. When people know that you watch The Bachelor, you talk about it, they have to tell you how they feel about it. And yes. Very rarely is someone indifferent to this show. They either are like, oh, it's great. It's so much fun. Or they fucking hate it and they like despise it. And it's like, mm-hmm. it's a moment like this where you see a woman look at another woman who's like really not doing anything wrong and then making her absolutely evil. You're like, oh, there's a lot of women out there that are like, I can't be around this. I can't even watch it on TV. Is that true? Because that's kind of the feeling I get. Why do people like hate the show?
I don't know, because I like, watching it, I'm like, yeah, like popcorn, like sure. ready, love watching it. So, I mean, but I guess it's not like, maybe it's like a secondhand embarrassment thing. Mm-hmm. You know how, like when you watch things on TV and you're like, oh my God, that's so awkward. I can't even look. Maybe it's that, but it's not like embarrassment, but it's like,
well, I think there's just people that like hate reality TV and are like, look at what a waste of everything is. I think is a lot of the people who hate. And also, I think it's like pitting women against each other is why people don't like it.
I just feel like there's so much happening, especially in the past like couple years. And reality TV is like a way to escape all of it. Like at the end of the day, after, you know, staying home for like months and months and months, like I need to watch something ignorant. Like I can't be listening to the news anymore. I can't like,
amen.
I need to like turn my brain off and just watch like mind numbing TV.
Put your brain on the shelf. I'm with you 100%. Yeah. No, it was so interesting to watch just, and I'm like, this is kind of gross. Like, why does she have to make Elizabeth a bad person? But it was like, I don't know. It was like, okay, I guess I'll watch that. Cause you know, they go to the group date after, you know, the slip and slide race. And it's at that moment, Elizabeth, after the cheers, like steals, you know, Clayton away. And like, again, ahead mm-hmm. of Shanae. Shanae then gets emotional about it, that she's losing. Like she's almost letting this thing slip through her fingers. One of the, you know, the Olympian woman, she comes over and like consoles her, like to help her. And then it turns into this, like, her basically saying to Clayton that she's gotten red flags from Elizabeth. Like,
well, the whole thing, imagine having such confidence that it's like, she doesn't like me. So that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't like me.
Honestly,
she doesn't look at me when, like, she was talking to someone else next to me.
If you don't like me, it's a red flag. There are things that like with some of the quote unquote villains of this season, like the Cassidy stuff, like I told you, the I'm not here to hang out with like the kids. I don't really like. I agree. The Claire thing at the beginning, she's like, I don't want to date America's sweetheart. Same. There are things that I agree with. And then obviously there's lines, but that's the red flag is also one of them.
I think that like a villain, I love a villain, but like Cassidy's like and Shanae are making other people like it's just mean. I feel
it
like.
Is mean.
Like I'm like, if you want to be like a Claire and she didn't really hurt anyone else on yeah. her way out or, you know,
I agree. It is. It is. She just didn't very even mean.
Like. She didn't even lie when he was like, I heard you said you don't like me. And she's like, well, like, I kind of don't. Like, there was...
and?
yeah. Whereas Cassidy and Shanae are just kind of being villains for the sake of being villains.
I mean, what Shanae yeah. did to Elizabeth... And Elizabeth does have the look of, like, kind of like a mean girl. Like, she's got, like, the icy stare. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of societal unfair things, I'm sure, that happened to Elizabeth because of her look. And, like, I mean, Shanae basically says to her, and this is what's so unfair, is, like, Shanae says to her, you gave me mean girl vibes. And there are people at home will go, I know what she means. But it's, like, it's so vague. And then Elizabeth kind of has to, like, justify it by saying I have ADHD, which that may be true. I'm sure that's true. I'm sure she has ADHD. She gives this like whole explanation of like she can't listen to two people at once, which I don't know who can listen to two people at once. But she didn't have to justify it. She could have just said you misread me, like she or yeah. we don't get along. Like that's yeah. okay. And it's such a bachelor thing to have this struggle or this affliction that. Gives you justification for being just not connecting with someone. Like, why? Wasn't it annoying? I don't know. It was so bachelor.
Well, it's annoying to watch a girl who's giving mean girl vibes say that Elizabeth gives mean girl vibes.
Yeah.
Like, you guys look exactly the fucking same. What are you talking about? You, like,
exactly.
You, Cassidy, and like, Cassidy, Elizabeth, and Shanae could play triplets in a movie. Like,
literally. Yeah.
Literally.
That's what was annoying. Because it's so obvious she's just making shit up. Like, yes. That's what was annoying.
Vibes are not bullying. Like, mm-hmm. like you got a vibe, and listen, that's okay. I can't tell someone how to feel, but we disagree. I didn't even acknowledge you because we're not friends. We haven't connected. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all she had to say.
Yeah.
I'd be like, there's 21 other fucking people. Go talk to them. Like,
yeah.
We don't need to waste our time here.
But it is funny because it proves that she brought up the ADHD thing because then they come back and she goes, and like they make up and they hug. She's like, okay, I explained that with ADHD. And then they come back to like the rose and Rachel gets the rose at the group date. And then Elizabeth is like, wait, I'm still mad. Like she goes back to it.
She's like, let me bring this back up because I can.
Well, if I was Elizabeth, I would not be having private conversations with Shanae.
Nah.
Like when she was like, let's go talk here, I'd be like, no, because you lie about everything that happens when we talk alone.
Yeah.
So we're not going to talk alone anymore. Like we're only talking in front of other people because I need witnesses to your psychosis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Psychosis.
I mean, it is such an interest. It's like psychological warfare watching what's going on.
It is.
It's bananas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then it's like the cocktail party to the second group date. I didn't even notice a transition. Just all of a sudden it felt like now we're in the cocktail party.
Yeah.
And Shanae's still yelling about ADHD. Kate the realtor. Let me tell that red dress she was wearing.
Is she the one with like... She always kind of looks confused by everything.
She
Which one is she? There's two realtors. I guess Elizabeth is a realtor and Kate is a realtor, right?
Kate is the realtor at the same place as Selling Sunset.
Oppenheim.
She is.
Selling Sunset.
She always looks confused, but she's gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's a great combo. Confused, but stunning.
She's always in shock. She's always like, what's going on? Who? Huh? She gives a great reaction.
Yeah.
That's her. I love her. Judging based off what I've seen, which is just because she seems nice and confused. And I like that. And then I got the sense that Clayton was kind of getting annoyed with Cassidy even before he hears about her alleged fuck buddy back home. Like, I feel like he was like, oh, I love that she's so forward and she, even though she had a rose, she came and found me. Like, it felt a little like, I know that I should like this, but I'm kind of not into it anymore.
Well, it's like you said, like, they've been there 3 days. Like, how are you this? I got you. You got the rose.
Yeah,
back
like,
it off.
Chill.
Let me make some other connections here. Yeah.
And then she's like, say you like me. Remember? When she was like, can you say you like me again? And he's like, you want me to, what? You want
That's
me
what
to say
the rose says.
Very much words of affirmation energy. That's her love language.
Yeah. I don't know. And then I think Sierra was the one who told him that
it's kind of a loose premise for why she's I understand what Sierra's saying. Like, I gotta like kind of let him know this girl's kind of talking out of pocket a little bit.
Yeah.
But the premise of I have a fuck buddy at home, I would assume everyone on this has someone that they're
who amongst
on and
us
off
does
with.
Not.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, I was kind of like, this is a little loose.
Fun fact about the fuck buddy.
Uh-oh.
If I can get permission, Cassidy and I share the same fuck buddy.
I'm Ooh. Going to fucking die.
And
this
if
specific
I can get,
fuck buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Kay. You know
and if
the
I
fuck
can get
buddy.
Permission, I sure do.
Kay's fucked the fuck buddy.
Facts.
And he's our guest next week during the off week of The Bachelor.
And if I get his permission, I will I'll come back with that information next week. But
okay. I'm gagging that you and Cassidy have the same fuck buddy.
Well, when her and I hung out and got drinks that one time, she was telling me about stuff and I was like, oh yeah, so same. And we like talked about it, but I obviously was like, I need to, before I say any names, because he's obviously hasn't been named yet, I will I need to ask for permission.
So this guy is a stud. I mean, like,
yeah,
for him
hot.
I mean, he's got to be hot, he's got to be fun, and just like one of the, because for her to be like, I got this, I mean, for you both to be hooking up with this guy is hilarious. I mean, but for her to be like, yeah, we're just gonna like watch the show and cuddle and, you know, whatever, like, and to be totally okay with that, he must be a lay.
Yeah.
You're only going to get that on this podcast, folks.
Yeah.
Get yourself subscribed.
So I will I'll ask this week and see if he's chill with me mentioning his name. And if so, I'll come back with it.
I'm screaming. Of course this is happening.
Of course it's okay with him. He's going to, two women are cool, are like, love having sex with me. Casually.
Yeah, right.
Too
hot. He's the next Pete Davidson. He's like, oh, a bunch of women are gonna talk about how good I am at fucking. Yeah, next thing you know, I'm president.
I like that this guy is such a professional fuck buddy that he's like, yeah, you're gonna get done with the show. We can watch together, it'll be cuddle season. Like, he even knew the seasons.
He's gonna be like, and Kay's my Tuesday girl, so Mondays we can watch the show together,
and I'll be there for Kay's recap.
That's it. Kay's weekend, Kay's Tuesday. We changed the name of the segment. I mean, he's such a good lay. All these women are just like, yeah, totally, yeah, we just hang out and watch The Bachelor and, you know, we fuck. It's great.
And that's it. Then we'll talk about it.
My favorite scene of the show, like, just unintentional comedy, was Clayton and Jesse Palmer having their scene together, just two equally confused people, and Clayton just going, has anyone ever taken back a rose? And then Jesse Palmer reacting to that question as if it would like ruin the space-time continuum. Like it was like such a crazy...
Jesse Palmer looked like a cashier on their first day when a customer has coupons. You know when you're like, oh, the sign said $22.99, and then they're like, I'll have to ask a manager.
Like a short circuit.
It was so confused.
He's on like 10% battery and like stalling out.
Like literally, his face was, my first, I'm new. There's got to be someone around here that would know that answer. I will find out for you.
Let me defer to my, to someone else.
Also, can we talk about how they make it seem like Jesse Palmer, met his wife on the show. He did not meet his wife on the show.
It's a little bizarre the liberties they're taking, like leaving out. Because they don't, he says, I'm a happily married man, but they don't say, he was like, I was on the show and I'm a happily married man. It's like, wait a minute, you skipped over the part where you're talking to Kay on Raya.
Right. Hello? Like, so embarrassing that he didn't bring that up. Like, what?
What the fuck?
But like, literally, I'm like, that's not the fucking.
That's
what happened.
Yeah.
How it happened.
All right, let's get into categories here.
Okay, so would you rathers? I'll start. Would you rather hang out with 8-year-old bullies for a day or hang out with Cassidy for a day?
8-year-old bullies.
I mean, we know Kay's answer.
Man,
she's already done
scary.
A day with Cassidy.
I've already done the day with
I'm in a place in my life where I'm like a grown person that I don't like vibe with. I'm like, it's really, really hard for me to like fake being around them.
At least you can say to the kids, hey, let's play hide and go seek, and then they go hide and you go sit and have a coffee and don't do
disappear,
anything.
Yeah.
Drive off into the sunset.
And like an 8-year-old bullies, it's like I have to be here, whatever. But like a grown person, I'm like, I don't have to be here.
No. Yeah. That's true. With adults, you can make your own decisions and just leave. With kids, you have to, be there, show up.
I said, would you rather be the girl who made the cake that got ruined or the girl who ruined the cake? Everyone hated her, but she got to make out a lot.
Oh, let me ruin that cake.
Yeah, I'm ruining the cake. I mean, it is such a horrible moment for her, but also like, I don't want to be inside baking. Well, everyone's out in the sun having a day. Like, she had the worst job of the whole crew.
I can confidently say I have never baked a cake. Like, I've made cookies and stuff, but I've never been like, I need to make a cake for something. I've never baked a cake. I don't think I have. I have no recollection of it.
This is a very fun fact for, actually. My friend, I baked her wedding cake, and I'm not like a baker,
what?
But she was like, it was a whole thing, and I baked her wedding cake, and she married Carole King's grandson, and then Carole King ate the cake and was like, this is great. And I was like, it's literally from a box, Carole King.
Mitch, it's true. It is.
Wait a minute. Carole King's grandson had a wedding where you baked the cake?
Baked the cake.
Yes, honestly, like yes is the answer to
what
that.
What dimension are we living in?
I sat next to Carole King at the wedding. It was like a very bizarre experience.
How did you even focus? I would have been just like sitting staring at her the entire time.
Oh, I was. And also I was like, oh, hi, whatever. And she was like, I'm the grandma. And I was like, you are Carole King.
Carole King.
Carole King didn't offer to help with the wedding at all? Like...
we'll talk about this off air.
Okay.
Who knows? I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
All of a sudden you're getting a court summons from Carole King.
The King Estate.
Jared, what's your...
I couldn't really think of what I said either meet Hilary Duff or helicopter ride to a boat.
Like, oh, that's a good one though.
Okay. Ooh. That was what I was thinking.
I think I would helicopter ride to the boat, but meeting Hilary Duff would be dope. Because if you became friends with her, maybe you could get that helicopter ride
now,
to a boat.
Now you're on her boat.
Yeah. And now you're on her boat.
Yeah. I think I would say Hillary Duff. Helicopters are not like... I've never been in a helicopter. We're not all friends with Drew Carey.
Yeah, I would be not... It wouldn't be a good look for me on a date because I would get so afraid during turbulence that I'd be like, okay, are we okay? Yeah. And it's like, oh, you really don't look like a, you know,
yeah,
a big strong man anymore. It would break.
I'd be like, yeah, I'd be like, my ears. My ears.
Me yawning the whole time trying to get the...
Yeah, I'm like, do you have a mint or something? Like blowing air through your ears, plugging your nose.
I feel
that
like
would
my seatbelt's not tight enough. Is your sight like
just not a hot look? And then there's like the helicopter pilots in the front looking like Maverick. It's like she's like, can I get his number? You know.
Yeah. Well, we see how the helicopter ride went for Katie and Blake. So careful. The girl who was upset about the helicopter ride because she was a pilot and couldn't go.
Oh yeah, she was pissed.
But I'm like, that's what you do every day.
Yeah.
Why should you be the one that gets to go?
I think she wanted to be the one that was like, well, and like be the tour guide on the helicopter.
I'm sure they probably tell them that's them on the helicopter, but it is funny to think how far up your own ass you have to be to see a helicopter circling around your house and be like, oh, that's, they must be looking at us. Like, no, they're looking for the traffic on the highway. Like, it's like the idea that they're looking up at it. Oh, that they're looking down at us.
Okay, should we cringe?
Yeah, we should cringe. I said Cassidy dry humping Clayton in the middle of the day at a kid's party.
It's very cringy.
I mean, 100%.
That's wild. Like, I've done some outrageous things, but that, I feel like that is another level. Like, there are kids literally like 20 feet away, and she immediately like goes in for the kiss, but then brings up the leg, and I was like, not the leg.
Yeah, that thigh. Noon. That thigh was rubbing.
Oh,
it was. It was a lot. Obviously, Shanae-naying.
Oh, was wild. The Shanae.
But even their reactions made it even more cringy. It's like Z-Way kept trying to make them like, go Shanae. And everyone was like, no, we are not cheering for this.
No, yeah. We're not. This is not.
Well, yeah. Z-Way was like, let this bitch dig this hole. Like that was the vibe.
I said ditto with Chris, but also Shanae inventing drama via a vibe she felt from how someone made eye contact with her. Like, Shanae basically said Elizabeth made bad eye contact with her, and that's why she's a bully and a bad person.
Shanae must be an empath or something.
I mean,
please.
You know those TikToks, and they're like, boom. Like the empath thing. Maybe that's it.
Wild. Okay, we have the same final three.
Yeah, I totally agree to the final three. Susie, Teddy, and Kate. I don't know. Susie definitely, just from the amount of airtime she's getting, and like there's a lot of like hype and you really like her and her editing makes you really like her. Teddy obviously like got the first impression rose, and then Kate. I just like Kate in general. I think I have a feeling she's going to go far.
Same.
I see. I'm out on Kate, and it seems to me there's a theme. I mean, I don't think anyone's really pulling ahead other than Susie, just because of this. I agree with you guys, the screen time. But it seems Clayton is drawn to the youngest people on the cast.
Yeah.
Like, Rachel gets the rose, and Rachel's 23. And so I had Susie, Rachel, and then Elizabeth, but not really a confident one. The reason I disagree with the Kate one is, like, Kate's like an adult. Like, I don't know if Clayton's kind of looking for that.
I don't think Clayton is very mature, and I think that's why he likes the younger girls. Or maybe he feels like he has more...
He's, like, cooler to them
cooler,
or has more gravitas.
He has like
The Teddy thing, I'm hung up on her being a virgin, and that's the only reason I can't see him doing being with her, but that was it.
She strikes me as a virgin, but like an everything but virgin.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't know. It's Clayton, he's so kind of a little bit, he's so simple that I'm like, I could see him being like, that's enough, that's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah. Okay, Kay, let's get into your fucking Monday,
I guess. Kay, you had a viewing, so we're going to do, instead of Kay's weekend, we're going to have Kay's viewing party.
Yeah.
Give us, Kay had a viewing party for The Bachelor last night. Give us the roster of Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants who were there.
So, yeah, last night we ended up, it was Connor was in town. So Connor Brennan was in town. He told me he was going to be in town and was like, hey, I'm going to be in town. I want to stay an extra night on Tuesday. Do you mind if I stay at your place? I'm like, yeah, of course. But then he texted me yesterday and said, are you watching The Bachelor tonight? And I was like, sure. Come on, you can join. And he was like, okay, cool. It'll probably just be me and I'll bring some champagne. I usually have a few people over anyways, like my close friends. It'll be like five of us and like obviously my two roommates. And so I was planning on Connor coming over.
Connor the cat brings champagne. That's
he brought champagne.
Okay.
The thing is, Connor and I, like, I bring champagne to things, but you just know how I feel.
Well, he sent me the text and was like, it's probably just going to be me. And then literally 5 minutes later, he sends me a picture and he's like, actually, it's going to be all of us. And I was like, what? And
it also, that's like such a, if somebody was like, actually, I'm going to have a plus five, I would be like, the fuck, you're not.
And so the plus five was Andrew.
I only have one couch.
I literally, the plus five or plus four was Connor, Andrew S. from Katie's season, Justin from Katie's season, Rodney from Michelle's season, and then Rick from Michelle's season. So all five of them came over.
So Andrew S., the one that sent the letter to Katie being like, if you want to get with me, you can come find me anytime. I'll be waiting. And then it's the other guy's
Justin,
the artist.
With the facial expressions.
Justin, the artist with the facial expressions, you know, and then
Rodney, the underdog.
The underdog. Underdog Rodney. And then Rick.
And then Rick.
Who looks like he's had 1,000 cigarettes. So quite
I
a
was
crow.
Like, I texted my roommates and I go, so we're having a frat party tonight. Not a big deal, but I have a lot of Bachelor guys coming over.
How do they watch the show in a different way than maybe you would watch the show? Are they talking producer stuff or are they going along with the... Because I'm one, when I watch the show, I go along with the show I'm being given. I don't like...
Yeah.
When people write to me, oh, the producer, they find a way to like say that the producer did this and that and this... I don't care. Like I'm watching the show. How are they watching the show?
They're watching the show and comparing it to their version. Like I told you earlier, they were like watching the helicopter land on the yacht and they were all like, what the fuck? their eyes watching this happen while they were literally like, I think Connor was the one who had like the volleyball date with Caitlin Bristow, like in Palm Springs or no.
Yeah. And, where he got dumped.
And, you know, in the middle of that heat or whatever, and all of them got shitty dates. Like Rick went on like a hiking trip and had to like talk about like trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, they all had like really shitty dates because of COVID and now they're finally traveling. So they watch it and they're like, well, why the fuck didn't we get this? Or like, that's what they're watching. And it was really interesting watching their reactions to certain things that were going on.
Well, sir, there was a global pandemic. That's why you didn't get your bachelorette date of your dreams. Sorry to inform you.
Do they ever all talk about how they were all allegedly in love with Katie?
I know. They didn't. I didn't ask them any questions about Katie or Michelle or anything. I try to like not interview them because I always wonder, I'm like, oh, they're probably thinking that I'm going to like air all of their dirty laundry on the pod, which I don't.
During my segment called Kay's Viewing Party, where I talk
Kay's
specifically about them.
So, but it was really fun. It was fun having them over. It was very bizarre having them all over because I'm like, I had never met Justin or Rodney or Andrew.
Yeah, how did what's Justin like?
Justin is so fun. They're all exactly what you picture them to be. They're all like actual bros, like making cracking jokes in the background. We had to have the TV on like 100% volume to hear anything. We had to turn on subtitles and Connor was making
songs.
A lot of dad jokes. There was one, he was like, we were talking about the yacht and he was like, yeah, that's a yacht to process. And I was like,
Oh boy. I would have kicked him out right then. Connor, it's time to leave. Take your cat costume
the
and
night
go.
Tonight.
Is
we're
it?
Gonna make TikToks and
what?
Because the reason why he even came over is because he was
Kay's fully in a relationship with Connor.
What? Connor is the fuck buddy.
He's staying the night. Where did he sleep last night?
He had a hotel, but he wanted to stay one extra night.
He pops up behind Kay right now in bed. Like he's
here.
Still there.
Yeah.
Meow.
So we'll be making TikToks all night.
It's so remarkable to me because knowing Kay, someone that makes dad jokes like that, Kay is not the vibe.
No, not the vibe, but I make fun of him.
But he's captured your heart.
And he's very, he's just so nice.
So's TV.
So nice. But yeah, that was and actually Rick is moving today to Chicago. So he lives in Santa Monica, but he's moving to Chicago today. So he spent his last night in LA.
With you. Wait a minute. So hold on. That's a reverse move for most Bachelor contestants. He's leaving LA to go to Chicago. So is he out of the game?
For work.
Is there a thing with these guys where it's like in the game, out of the game? Like Justin, I think, had a great job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
Justin had a great job. I can't remember.
Is he still working at that job? Is like I know, I remember, he's out on that job. And Andrew
was younger.
You know, I don't know. I think that's interesting when you opt in or out of Bachelor Universe.
And he is staying in. Rick got a really nice promotion at his work. And they were like, the location's in Chicago. And he wanted to go back to the Midwest. And he was like, I miss the Midwest. I go, says no one ever, but okay, have fun. So he's moving to Chicago today.
Good for him. I'm happy for Rick.
So did Connor just quit being a teacher?
I don't know what Connor's doing. Actually, I can find out because I'm actually curious about that too. I know.
Yeah,
he's like,
I need to know. Well, he's gonna karaoke tour.
I saw him do his event. Someone posted that he was doing like it's a piano karaoke sing with me.
That's what
thing.
His tour is. Do you follow him? Like he posts was posting constantly about his tour and how amazing tour was, and it changed his life, but it's a karaoke bar tour.
It's like a dueling piano type of vibe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good for him. And we're happy for
Kay's
viewing
party.
Live it up. If anyone has the personality for a dueling piano hangout, it is Connor.
Connor.
I have to say.
Yes. I wish I had that vivaciousness, you know?
The energy.
I would love to not be dead inside, okay? It's not a choice.
I would love to feel something.
Truly. I'm like, I'm ready to get boosted again just to fucking feel something.
So who won the week?
Yeah, so Adderall's marketing team. I mean, everybody's going to go out and get a script today.
Listen.
CVS, we're on our way.
If only it was that easy.
Well, now they have those, you know how they have like Roman for like ED treatment? You can get like ED treatment from like going online. Now they have that for Adderall now.
Really?
So, yeah, you can like get treated online. So I guess they're going to start like doing commercials on this show.
Wait. Well, I'll have to do some research on that.
I need to do some research.
I bet it's
on
not.
That.
But I've seen the ads, but I don't think it's Adderall. I think it's like, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I think it's ADD medication. You can get diagnosed online. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's come up on my feed every now and again.
Before I get too into how hard, I'm like, it's so hard to get Adderall. I have to fight with doctors all the time.
Just to get
my fucking script. But I said Cassidy because whatever, she did win the episode. She got the rose. She did what she wanted.
That's fair. I said the ADHD community because the way it was. I don't have ADHD, but the way it was talked about was in a way that I've never heard it talked about before. It was usually. But I guess that's the problem with some of these things is it gets lessened because people make jokes. So It was like a real thing on this episode that I didn't
our
know.
Community,
it was.
Our community has had so much visibility.
Yeah, right. Kay and I both are technically so diagnosed with.
You guys are both in the community. Well, good for you guys. You guys finally get to be seen.
I can't even finish a sentence if I don't take my medication.
No, I'm like, wait, what do I have to do? Answer a phone call? Absolutely not. Careful, people. It's highly addictive.
Well, good for you guys. I'm happy you guys got your moment.
Yeah, I wish somebody had warned me 10 years ago when I first was diagnosed. But what was I going to say? I was dying about the idea of Shanae having to like post on Instagram an apology to the ADHD community.
Well, that was what was so crazy about the whole thing.
I mean, we're in this together, I guess.
What are you going to do? Where are we? Sorry, I lost focus.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Get it? Get
all right. Thank you. So next week we will be back. But reminder, the show is not on next week. We will just have a bonus episode. Stay tuned for what that is going to be. And the show will be back the week after. So we'll obviously be recapping then. But until then, you can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can also subscribe to our newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow me at K York City.
Me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Freed.
All right. We will see you next week. Bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Chris Burns. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.